number 2057, Delaware Electric Cooperative Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2057 for Delaware Electric Cooperative based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the conditional use for an electrical substation is of a public nature and it will promote the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of Sussex County. Two, it is located on a large tract in a rural area where it will have a minimal impact on neighboring or adjacent properties. Three, the co-op has stated that the substation is necessary to maintain and improve its electrical service to current and future residents of Sussex County. Four, this conditional use is subject to the following conditions. A, the perimeter substation shall be fenced. B, two signs shall be permitted on the fencing around the property to identify the site and emergency contact information. C, any security lighting shall be screened away from neighboring properties and county roads. D, landscaping shall be provided to screen the facility from adjacent properties and roadways. E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2057 Delaware Electric Cooperative for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2058 Old Orchard Ventures LLC in care of Barry Baker.
Mr. Chairman, on considering CU 2058 Old Orchard Ventures LLC care of Barry Baker, my motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2058 Old Orchard Ventures LLC in care of Barry Baker. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2059 Julie Norwood.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer conditional use 2059 Julie Norwood for further consideration.
Second.
We move that and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2059 Julie Norwood. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1809 Mocha Properties LLC Solid Image.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1809 for Mocha Properties LLC Solid Image for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing. And for the following reasons. The site is located along US Route 13, Sussex Highway. This location is appropriate for CR1 zoning. Two, the site is in an area where commercially zoned and industrially zoned properties exist. The property itself is the subject of a conditional use and is historically been used for business and commercial purposes. The CR1 zoning will be consistent with the area zoning and also the prior use of the property. Three, the proposed use will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or roadways. Four, the applicant will be required to meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. Five, CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities, generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, the rezoning along US Route 13 falls within the stated purposes of the CR1 district. And six, no parties appeared in opposition to this rezoning.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1809 Mocha Properties LLC Solid Image for the reasons and conditions with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, that completes our public hearings. Let's refer back to additional business now. Our two items, a discussion regarding the comprehensive plan, and of course, as always, the opportunity for public comment regarding the plan. Appear to be a little light on the public this evening, but that's quite all right. Ms. Cornwell, would you like to kind of give us a little update and overview of where we are, and then we may have a few questions for you.
So next week we are having the first round of the public meetings. The first one is the 26th in Lewis and Fire Station 2. On that Tuesday on the 27th, it'll be at Millsboro from the Town Center. That Thursday on the 29th will be at the Seaford Fire Hall, and then the week after on the 4th we'll be at the Georgetown Fire Hall, and on the 5th we'll be at the Millville Fire Hall. Also on the 26th, we are having the conservation focus groups. It has been advertised that it is open to the public, but it's not meant for public comment. We've gotten some good responses so far for both sessions, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Those sessions will be in the large conference room at the West Complex. You were sent some information about what the activities at the public hearing, public meetings, open house will look like. Right now, we will have 6 laptops available, so people can go electronically and take the survey, because you've seen the survey, and then they can also leave comments. We will also have paper forms for both the comments and the survey. We will also have video there capabilities, so if people want to give us some video testimony, we're going to limit it to a couple of minutes so everybody can have a chance, so people can do video testimony. And then we'll have multiple boards for people to let us know what their concerns are, what their likes are, and the reasons why they think something's of a concern in that area. So those will be the meetings for the next 2 weeks. And after that, we'll compile the data with the consultant, and then we'll go back out to, they'll draft some visions, ideas. You will get copies of that before we schedule the next round of public meetings, which will be in the spring. So you'll start to see some information. Probably take them a little bit to put some ideas together, but once the minute we get something, you guys will get something, and then you'll start seeing some ideas coming forward for the comprehensive plan.
Okay. All right. Anybody have any questions, concerns you want to share? I hope you can make the meeting that is in your area would be great. Any of the others would be nice if you can. I'm going to try to stop by each one of them for a little while, not getting the whole time, but you know, it's kind of expected, you know. Is anyone on the commission going to attend the conservation meetings? Are you going
to? I'm going to try to make both sessions. And,
okay. Lewis. All right. If it would be nice if somebody from the commission could be there, let me know if you can't make one or the other, and I'll try to make.
It's my golf day, and once I miss my tee time, my mom's will just hang around.
Okay, then. Well, it would be good. Just I think it would be good for.
What he's not telling is every day is his golf day. So
golf or fishing. Yeah.
I know.
But all the meetings are set so that the council and the commission are referenced that if they may be in attendance. That way, there's not a question about public notice and a quorum issue. So
right.
You can all attend or parts can attend. It's not a big issue. It's all covered in all that
now.
They're
all noticed, yeah.
Yeah.
So don't worry about, you know, messing things up.
Yeah, the focus groups and all the public meetings were all noticed that there's a potential for quorum for both the commission and council. So
are we thinking about a strategy or a plan to communicate with the municipalities?
We are working on that, yes. I don't have a definitive plan yet. I will be going out at this to SCAT. They're having a meeting on the 7th. I believe it's the 7th. And I'll be talking to them, just giving them a brief heads up. We were talking about maybe giving them a survey, letting them know, you know, getting some ideas, some good feedback from them to work with maybe a survey to the towns. And, of course, we'll be going out and meeting them. If you have any other ideas, we'll be happy to listen. If you've got good contacts on certain towns, we would be happy to hear any of that, so we can have we know the right person you think we should be contacting. But we will be reaching out, and we were thinking maybe a survey to them to get just some general ideas, and then we can then when we talk to them, we have a better idea of what each town is looking for.
Some of that's though technical too, because they're going to have their future annexation areas and things.
Absolutely.
Which is sharing GIS stuff between engineers. So, I mean, that needs to happen too, so that our maps link up with theirs.
And that's been happening, and the consultant has been going and getting all of their comp plans, that the ones that are current are going through the process. So they have a copy of their most recent comp plans, so they know of what those towns are looking to do, so we can recognize that when we are working on our comp plan.
Will that include the sewer and water capacities of each community?
Yes, it should, because that should be in their comprehensive plans.
Yeah. Anything else?
I think we should know. That will be an interesting discussion next meeting, because we'll have been through all the community meetings by that point.
We'll have a lot to talk about, hopefully. Yeah. Is there anyone here that has an interest in the plan, would like to speak?
Okay, they're being.
Come on, Connie, you got to have.
You want to come up and?
I'm not allowed to speak.
That's right, yeah.
You're not allowed to speak? Of course you are.
Well, I.
We're good with it. That's self-imposed.
All right, well, that completes our agenda for the evening. Is there anything else, have anything else for the good of the order? There being none, we stand adjourned, peace and harmony prevailing.
So you're only supposed to monitor, you can't say a peep?
What you do, take an oath or something?
Yeah, it's just a rule.
A rule.
League rule.